Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you're feeling rejuvenated and optimistic and good as we step into this new year and this new decade. I just wanted to let you know that in this conversation, you're going to be hearing some coos from my little baby Max. She ended up not wanting to go down for her nap and was giving daddy a hard time. So I had to scoop her up and have her record with me. It's only a few little coos that you'll hear here and there. It's very, very cute. But just in case you're like, hey, is there a baby in this episode? Yes, there was a baby in this episode. I hope you enjoy Michelle of Milk Moon Herbs. Here is her story. Take care.
Hi, I'm Alex L. and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Michelle, it's so good to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here.
I'm very excited to dive in about your brand and the offerings that you have for postpartum and all of that good stuff. But before we get started, please let the Hey Girl listeners know, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so my name is Michelle Macy, and I'm the creator of Milk Moon, which is a line of herbal products for postpartum moms that is centered around herbs that support the nervous system and help build resilience to manage the stress that comes with motherhood.
That is great. I found you, I don't even remember how I found you, but it was through Instagram in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And I immediately fell in love with what you were offering. I had just had our third baby girl and the postpartum tonic caught my eye and I ordered everything, I think. And
yeah.
Everything has been really supportive in my postpartum period. I actually think a friend of mine sent me a DM like, hey, I found this new brand and it looks amazing. And it truly has been a godsend as I've been healing and just getting back to myself after having Maximus. So
wonderful.
Can you let me know how your brand got started, how Milk Moon came to be, and what really called you to create something so special and sacred during this postpartum healing period for mothers?
Yeah, so I really just created the products for myself after the birth of my third baby in 2017. I had pretty major postpartum depression and anxiety and was really struggling. And I knew that for myself, medication wasn't the route that I wanted to take. I really wanted to get to the root of what was going on. And I knew that there were factors that medication just wasn't going to address. And unfortunately, it feels like medication is kind of all that's offered to new moms who are struggling. My doctor, my therapist, my doula, all of them brought up medication right away. And I know that their intentions were good and that they wanted to help. But unfortunately, the message that came across to me was that nobody was really available to truly help me through the experience. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm on my own here. It was kind of terrifying, but that fear did spark me into action. And I sort of went on a mission to save myself, basically. And one of my main issues at the time was horrible insomnia. And I was exhausted, but I would just lay awake for hours at night and I couldn't nap during the day. And I knew that I just wouldn't get better until I addressed the sleep issue. So I had gone out and bought a tincture, a sleep tincture, I think by Herb Farm. And I started using that and it helped so much. I could feel an immediate difference in my ability to cope with just day-to-day stuff after just having a little bit of sleep. And then after a few months of using that, I got, I guess, sort of an intuition that I needed to start making it for myself, that there would be sort of healing in just the act of making my own medicine. So I went out and bought herbs and alcohol and I made myself a tincture. Then at that point, I just threw myself into studying herbalism in depth and it sort of became an obsession. Yeah, I was studying constantly and eventually enrolled in a clinical herbalist program. I was making these products for myself and using them every day. And eventually I got to this point where I just wasn't depressed and anxious anymore. I had set out to heal myself and I feel like I did. And it was definitely not a quick fix. There was, you know, it was a lot, but there really was like deep healing in that year. And I feel like I showed up for myself that year in ways that really changed the relationship that I have with myself. So that's sort of the origin of how the products themselves came about. But the process of Milk Moon becoming a company sort of feels like it happened by magic. In some ways, it's a harder story to tell because I feel like I've just been along for the ride, if that makes sense. It was sort of around this time last year, I started getting this sense that I was supposed to put these products out into the world for others. And at first I was like, why am I thinking this? I have no idea how to start a business. Why would anyone buy this from me? And like, how would I even reach people? But that sort of nagging feeling wouldn't go away. So at some point I had to just say yes to the invitation from whatever, the universe, God. And at that point, Things just started falling into place pretty effortlessly. And then Milk Moon officially launched in August of this year and just really took off. And there's been such an amazing response, I think, because a lot of women feel like I had been feeling and are looking for some solutions. And I think that Milk Moon is a piece of that puzzle that people are really responding to. And it's been amazing to hear from people like you who are saying that it's been really helpful.
So I want to circle back a little bit and talk about saving yourself and how herbs have served as your saving grace, really. And it opened the door for this business. And now this business is cultivating a really amazing, radical community of women who are taking your herbal medicine and using it in their self-care, healing, self-saving practice. Can you talk about how that's shown you what community is for you and what it means, rather, to show up fully for those, for ourselves, so that in turn we can show up for those around us? Because that's literally what you did from what I'm hearing. And it's pretty magical.
At first you said something about how the herbs themselves played a part. So for one, I think there's something really powerful about sort of taking ownership of your own health and taking responsibility for like really looking into what's going on with me. Like depression and anxiety are symptoms of something deeper, and it's multifaceted. There are so many factors that go into why somebody experiences a postpartum mood disorder. You know, there's the nervous system, there's nutritional stuff, there's family stuff that can come up, and it's different for everyone. Yeah. And for me, it was really powerful to really dig into what my reasons were. And I had a sense that there was nervous system stuff going on for me because I'm a pretty sensitive person in general, and I could just feel physically like I was just out of whack. And I was drawn to herbs. I've always been interested in natural medicine, but I had never made anything for myself. And it sort of feels like, this sounds really woo and out there, but it sort of feels like I was being called by the plants in a way. And that year of working with herbs, I really reconnected with like the natural world. You know, I was spending more time outside than I had in years. I think we just get so busy with our daily lives that like we forget to go out into nature, and nature itself can be really healing when you're dealing with depression. And so I think that was a huge factor too, just the reconnecting with like my place in the bigger picture of nature. I really was surprised by sort of the variety of women who are drawn to these products. I guess I sort of think of herbalism as kind of like a hippie thing, and that's not really the community that's been created. It's like women from all over the place. It's been really cool to see herbalism sort of, I don't know, sort of infiltrating the mainstream a bit. And so women who might never have turned to herbs to deal with the postpartum issue they're having because of Milk Moon. And that's been really cool. to see. So what I try to do with Instagram is in my posts sort of provide examples for like, this is the scenario that a lot of moms find themselves in. And I'm getting so many DMs from people being like, I thought that was just me that, you know, was staying up at night when my baby was sleeping. And thank you so much for addressing this. And oh, wow, herbs can help. And so there's just like a lot of both postpartum sort of education, but also herb education that's been going into it. It's been really fun.
What's your favorite product to make, or do you have one? What kind of calls you the most in your repertoire of things?
So the No Worries tincture is one that I still use every single day. And that's the one that's really nervous system focused. And it's the one that if I'm spinning out, will calm me down in an instant. And that's the feedback that I'm hearing from other people too. So that's one of my favorite products. But then there's the tonic, which is funny because when I first made the tonic, like I liked it because I tended to like, you know, stuff that tasted very herby. But I was like, is anybody else going to use this? And I've been so surprised with like the positive feedback. Like people are loving it, and it's by far the most popular product, which has been so funny because there were so many times in the kitchen, like making batches for myself and having my husband try it. And I was like, is anyone going to like this? And he would be like, maybe, you know, because it's like tart and it's just an intense flavor. And so, yeah, it's been funny that that turned out to be the best seller.
It's tart, but it's sweet, and it's like really, truly, it's delicious. It is really delicious. When my friend sent me the link, and first of all, the packaging is just stunning, so that always kind of woos me in as a consumer, is like how pretty something looks and how much care is put into the design. And then, of course, as I got it in the mail, you know, it's beautifully packaged, and it just makes you feel like you're getting this experience. Mm-hmm. But not only that, it tastes delicious. It makes me feel good. I'm right there with you about the No Worries tincture. I keep it by my bed. And if I need a little extra something, like to just calm me down and bring me back to center, I'm taking a drop of my tincture and really enjoying it and being able to, like, this may sound woo-woo too, but like, I feel like it brings me back to the present moment. Is that what it's supposed to do?
For sure. Yeah, it sort of gets you out of that loop of mental chatter that I think we can often get caught in, which makes whatever's going on 10 times worse. Like the story we're telling about whatever's going on is often worse than what really is going on. And that's basically what No Worries is about. It's like, get out of that mental chatter and get back into your body and out of your head.
Oh, I love that. Get back into your body and out of your... Oh, I love that. Switching gears just a bit before we wrap up, I definitely want to talk about motherhood for you personally and how self-care showed up for you prior to Milk Moon being readily available, you know, now, of course, to you and to the community that you're building, and what self-care looks like for you now after Milk Moon, especially since you're an entrepreneur and you are a mother and a wife and you have this business as well. How are you balancing everything, and how were you balancing everything before?
Yeah. So I have three kids, but I have two that are much older. They're 17 and 14. And then my little one is 2.5. So I had all these years where things were pretty easy. Self-care wasn't really a thing I thought about because life wasn't really that stressful. And it's only after this experience, after the birth of the third baby, that I really had to get serious about self-care, especially now, like having the business. It feels a bit like I have to go back to like being really, really steady with taking my herbs and getting sleep. And one of my biggest self-care things is I say no to a lot of stuff. Like last week, there was a thing at my daughter's preschool, and I just couldn't do it. Like I had had a terrible night's sleep. I was exhausted, and I sent my husband. And I feel like a lot of moms would be like, I can't not show up. What will people think? You know? And I was like, I would rather the preschool teacher and the other moms at preschool judge me than my own family judge me. You know, like if I don't say no, I'm not going to be the kind of mom I want to be for my family, and they're my priority. So I say no to a lot. I'm also really, really mindful of how I talk to myself in my own head. I made a commitment to myself at some point in this year that I was going to stop talking crap to myself in my head. And I had always been somebody who, like I was mentioning before, would take like a situation that was going on right now and spin it out in my head into, oh, this is always going to be this way. It's this way because I suck. Just making up a story about what was going on.
Right.
I have to stop doing this to myself. It's made a huge difference in my happiness. I just don't talk bad about myself in my own head anymore, which is, I think, something that a lot of us do without really being conscious of it. And getting out of that habit is crucial to my happiness, for sure.
Positive self-talk is huge. And I know that a lot of folks feel like, especially with positive affirmations and things like that, like it doesn't really make a difference how we speak to ourselves. And that is just not what I have found to be true. It's crucial. Even if our affirmations sound unbelievable at the time, being able to speak to our own self in a way that's uplifting, that's rooted in love and positivity, talking to ourselves like we are our own best friend, it is pivotal in emotional growth and stability, I think.
For sure. And, you know, one of the ways I think about it is, would I ever say this thing that I'm saying to myself to any of my children? And if the answer is no, like, why would I say it to myself? Give yourself the same grace that you give your kids.
That's major. Yeah. That is absolutely major. Okay. So I have three things, quick things, before we wrap up this conversation. One is, what affirmation are you taking with you into 2020? The second is, where would you like to see Milk Moon's community grow to in the new year? Mm-hmm. And how are you self-nurturing from today into the new decade?
Wow. I heard something recently that made sense to me in terms of balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship. And it was something like, work smarter, not harder. And I want to sort of move away from this idea of hustling. I don't want to hustle. I want to like be in flow, if that makes sense. I want to make a lot of room for rest and enjoyment of the business rather than feeling overwhelmed by all of it. So it might sound sort of counterintuitive because I have an herb business, but I would love it if more women started making things for themselves. You know, if they sort of did what I did, found a product and was like, you know, I wonder if I could make this myself. And I would love to see more people working with their own medicine, because I think there is, like there was for me, something powerful about making things for yourself. So that would be really cool to see more pushing my own boundaries of comfort with things like doing a podcast. Like, this was a huge leap for me as an introvert to be on a podcast. Like, for some people, it wouldn't be a big deal, but for me, it was like major. And I want to keep doing stuff like that, that just keeps pushing my comfort level so that I can just keep growing as a person.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai.
The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bertram and me, Alex L.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.